creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
Now, they get deeper. One of them has, if you have a Ziploc bag in your pocket, you have drugs or you're looking for drugs,
yeah,
which
I've definitely never heard of that. Or the Cupid doll.
Where's the Cupid doll? Read it out.
The chicken, meaning you're looking for someone underage, or you're a chicken, or no, meaning that you are underage, or chicken hawk, meaning that you like young adolescents.
And we'll have this link up on our site.
That's like a child molester one.
Well, I guess.
Well, I feel like, does it say chicken hawk on there?
It says, well, according to this, it says that you like young adolescents if you're a chicken hawk.
Oh.
And then the other one says that you are actually underage.
So here's the big fatty one. If you put a red one in your left pocket, it means you're a fist fucker. If you are on the right pocket, you're a fist fucky. So basically, you really get an idea.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Where's the Cupid doll? Read it out.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1317 of the BFO for Two I Say Tuesday, the 12th of February, 2013. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, everything is gonna be fat. Big Fatty, that's every day. Hello, Moobas B! That's vulgar! Hi, everyone. I hope you are fat Tuesday. I say Tuesday is going well. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is Mardi Gras time. And, y'all, you know, when you're down there in the Nolans, y'all, you have to show your boobs. Or in some of your cases, your moobs. Babe, that is just vulgar. But y'all, you have to show other appendages. Babe, you're getting worse. And y'all, Big Fatty is sitting here looking at a big old bowl full of Mardi Gras beans that he got one year when he went down to the Mardi Gras. And yes, Big Fatty, what did you show? Well, never mind, we know what you show both of them, right? Yes, that's correct. So anyway, happy Fat Tuesday to everyone. And y'all, it appears for Lent, the Catholic Church is giving up the Pope. Big Fatty! Big Freddy just thought of that one. That one's pretty good. Giving up the Pope? Yes, Big Poor Big Freddy. Y'all, I, couple of things I forgot to mention on the weekend update on yesterday's little show. Y'all, got my South Kakalaki, tax refund, sent to the electronic, banking. That's a good thing. And, y'all, I was on the 20, this afternoon, and y'all, that spot and crazy says, oh, the voting has closed, but now I must go through and see if there are any scoundrels that tried to sneak in an extra vote or something like that. So y'all, evidently it's going to be a couple of days, before we get the word from old spot and crazy. As to who's the number one fan of BFO, y'all, that is a pizza pie. Y'all, I took Larry Clyde to lunch for picking up my mail while I was home at crema time. It's the first chance we've had to be able to go out and do that. And y'all, we had the gluten-free pizza pie. And y'all, it has not, I don't have that bleh feeling at all. So y'all, if you want to have a pizza pie and your local pizzeria offers the gluten-free, y'all, I highly recommend. Big Freddy, should you do restaurant recommend? No, it's not really a restaurant, it's a gluten-free recommendation. Yes, Big Freddy. So anyway, y'all, I was before the Downton Abbey. Y'all, by the way, it was 2 hours. Two hours on Sunday night, And but y'all, it's good. It was good. And y'all, the old women get the best lines in that show. That's all I gotta say. And you know, the mother, basically all she ever says is, "Oh, Robert." Anyway, Barbara funny. Y'all, before the Downton Abbey came on, y'all they had those Granny Awards on, and y'all I turned it on, and I saw all these hooligans, all these hooligans on there playing their rock and roll and all this. And y'all, I look up and there are these kids. They're a bunch of kids on there, and y'all, somebody's pouring water all over them while they're trying to sing a little song. And y'all, I didn't know what was going on, but y'all, it's just crazy. Y'all didn't see the first old person there. Why they call it the Granny Awards is beyond me, but y'all, and anyway, so baby, you're just silly. But y'all, since we're talking about the TV machine, well, let's do this.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat K. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct. And Big Fatty, you did break in with breaking news. There was no breaking news today. And you know, there are those. I won't mention any names, Gay Country West. Big Fatty, I thought you weren't mentioning. Well, anyway. But there are those who like to hear the whole hootenanny, the whole kit and caboodle of going into the Fat Cave. But y'all, I'm sitting here Monday morning, drinking my coffee, and y'all, there's an advertisement for the big run. Yes, Big Fatty, the big run. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and this advertisement, y'all, it has to be the biggest tease I've ever seen for a quiz program, y'all. It says, before the first episode is over, three teams will quit. Y'all, I've never heard of such a thing of teams quitting from the big run, number one. But y'all, for three of them to quit. I don't think that means they quit the show. They probably quit doing something on the little show. But y'all, it sounds interesting. So y'all, and that premieres this Sunday night, y'all, at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern time. But y'all, you know, this is the time of year when they have the Garf tournaments, and those things are notorious for running over. So y'all, when you put it into your VRC, add a little extra time in there, because you'll miss part of the big run. You'll miss which three teams quit. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then of course, on a Wednesday night, y'all, it is the premiere of The Survivor. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, this is the one where it's the fans versus the favorites. And y'all, one of the favorites is that crazy Philip, who was the FBI agent. You know, y'all, he's kind of like the
male version of Miss Bacon. You know, just batshit crazy. Just absolutely batshit crazy. And you know that Colton is going to be on there. And that Russell Hans' nephew. Y'all, he was Jesus crazy. And y'all, then Cutie Patootie from the last one with the long hair, whose name I don't remember off the top of my head. Big Freddy, they're all yelling it at you. You just don't remember. So I'll call him Cutie Patootie. And y'all, then there are others also, but you know, those are the ones that stand out for Big Fatty. And y'all, that premieres on Wednesday night. Y'all get those VRCs loaded up. Y'all, there's also a couple other quiz programs. Are you watching The Taste? Y'all, I don't have music for The Taste, but anyway, y'all, it's interesting. It's interesting, and I like the judges on there. I think it's I didn't know except one name of the judges, that was that Tony Borson Cheese or whatever his name is. But y'all, I like the other three judges much more than him anyway. But y'all, it's pretty good. It really is pretty good. It's kind of corny with those doors opening up and closing and all that kind of stuff. That's just kind of silly if you ask me. And y'all, I mentioned to you last week that The Job, that's a new quiz program also. It premiered last Friday night. And y'all, of course, The Shark Tank is still going on. Love it. If you're not watching The Shark Tank, maybe you can get it on that Netflix streaming. Big Freddy, I did a commercial for that. But anyway, there you go. So that's all I have to report from the fat year. Yes, Big Freddy. Make a wish. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. When Larry Klein and I went out for our lunch today, we went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, this guy in there. Y'all, it is from that Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Freddy, I just love Timmy Sims. He's just such a lovely, lovely sweetheart. Y'all, we're going to open it and see what it is. It's got a little foil flower on there, Big Freddy. And it says, thanks. Oh, Big Freddy, that's so nice. It's just and y'all, there's shit falling out of it. Big Freddy, it's little hearts. I think that's lovely. And sure enough, it's going all over the floor. Big Freddy, you can never say enough nice things. But it says, thanks, and it says, it was much appreciated. Dear BF and Poodle, wanted to take a moment to thank you for all your kind words and thoughts when I had to say goodbye to the Sioux. Also, thank you to all the podcasters and listeners who poured their love onto me. Big Freddy, if it had been anyone but Timmy Sims, I would say that sounded vulgar. Anyway, thank you, one and all. Love, Timmy Sims. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. And y'all, it's little hearts all over my fucking floor right now. Big Freddy, I'll clean them up, I promise. They're just lovely. Just lovely. Well, Timmy, thank you so much. And that's awfully sweet of you to send Poodle and I a card. But anyway, we hope things are on the upswing for the one and only Timmy Sims. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
With Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. And boy, I'm really battling after hearing the results of that competition. I voted for Hadim, but anyway, more importantly, my name was read out first. Now, I know everything seems to work backwards in America, but usually in most competitions and countries around the world, the first person drawn out of the bag wins the prize. Oh well, I guess that's probably the punishment I get for voting for Hat M and not voting Bacon. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the little Aussie battler from down there in the future, and y'all, he is exactly right. He is exactly right, y'all. You always draw the winner from the bag with all the names in it so that everybody has a chance to win. And that's what Big Fatty did for the number one fan contest. I drew the first name, then I drew the second name, and then I drew the third name, and then I read them in reverse order, reading the second runner-up, and then the first one runner-up, and then the winner, chicken dinner. Big Fatty, doesn't everybody know that's how it works?
Hello, it's Kathy Bacon. I just wanted to let you know that I totally appreciate everybody who called, and of course I appreciate those who didn't call. I am super excited for the people who may have not even called the BFO before, and I look forward to hearing you call again this year. So with no further ado, let me just announce that the winner is Matthew Spanking B. Arthur. And the second runner-up is Larry Q. Sledge. Thank you. And the third runner-up is Sassy. And I'll be sending y'all the prize. And obviously, there was supposed to be one prize, but I just couldn't pick only one person. So thank you all for playing. It was fun for me, and I promise I am not going to do that next year. I promise.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. And y'all, I got a message. You know, we play the words with friends, and y'all, I got a message. And y'all, there may have been a mix-up. Because I believe, and I'm going to leave this to between Miss Bacon and the three winners that she chose, but I believe, from what I understood, that Sassy was actually the first one she pulled out of the bag, but I may be mistaken, so don't take me at my word here, but Miss Bacon says she will make it right. She will make it right. And be on the lookout, the three of you, Larry and Spankin' B. Arthur, Matthew Bottles and James, and Sassy. Be on the lookout for an e-letter from Miss Bacon, because I'm sure she'll be getting that prize in the mail to you very soon. Yes, Big Fatty, she always gets it right, even when she gets it wrong. Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, I was over at the lodge. I was over there at the lodge. And by the way, y'all, if you Oh, dear God, say, y'all, if you would, I think it only appropriate on this Fat Tuesday, y'all, if you'd like to go over to the lodge, send an e-letter to kimsbeaver@gmail.com. That's Kim Beaver, but there's an S in there after Kim, @gmail.com, and say, Kim Beaver, I would like to come inside your door. Baby, don't say this, vulgar. But y'all, this picture of the Big Fatty was over there as the old woman from the Downton Abbey, y'all. It was just horrifying, kind of like Joey Bukkake or Matthew Crane Higgins. Give us an idea how horrifying.
Where's the Cupid doll? Read it out.
Oh, it looks like that Vera mask is horrifying.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.